Alive, Psychotic Reaction from 1965 off the Double Shot label. Started things out, there we go. We started things out with Shabooms with Leon the Hustler off their Blurred Odyssey CD released this year on Limited Fanfare Records. That got me to thinking, and I was able to get just in the nick of time some Curtis Mayfield with Pusher Man off of the Superfly soundtrack 1972. Justine and the Unclean, Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke off their EP Heartaches and Hot Problems from Rumbar Records. Chuck Berry, his 1959 release off of Chess Records, Almost Grown, the B-side of Little Queer, Little Queenie, B-side Almost Grown, also on the American Graffiti soundtrack. And as I said, we finished up with some Count 5, Psychotic Reaction, because we're all a little bit psychotic here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5. And on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. There. The Blue Meanie FCC people will not be hounding me for another hour, at least. If you know who this is in the background, the song is called, if I had the CD here, Like Long Hair from 1961. It actually charted, and I'll play something else from them that they played a few years ago after they did their Army Time. But that got me to thinking about hair.
I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty-night-night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
Darling,
give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
Here, baby, there, mama.
Baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair,
grow it.
Uncle Sam's deal. Yeah. Well, I guess my good loving done lost its appeal. Because when I come back, I heard the bad, bad news. They say our big romance has been getting abused. Step, 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 step it on me. I got ways of finding out. And even step it on me. But do me done, I'll give you a piece of my mind. I told you once, I told you twice. Stop your cut around the ass, I'll put you on ice. I'm telling you, baby, what I want you to do. Stop your messing around, I'm gonna step on you. If I can't be your one and only man, well, I'm going to your dad and give him back your hand. Yeah. Then I'll call the preacher, tell the choir, stay home. I guess you're the kind of woman that's just bound around. I'll tell my two. Now don't lie to me. Have you been step, 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 stepping on me? Tell the truth, child. You been stepping on me. I got a note in my heart. You been stepping on me. I've been checking with all your friends. You been stepping on me. They'll tell me the truth, honey. You been stepping on me. Yeah, they'll check. And I'm gonna start stepping out on you. You been all fucking around town, a little red wagon, you always seen all them cats. The preacher's son, the high school. Been stepping out with a cobbler. Yeah, I know. You've been doing all the nightclubs in town. I ain't seen a woman in 69 years.
Are you bored with your present job? Would you like to meet new people and lots of them? Well, now you can get the big bucks without getting a big break if you enroll now at...
Hello, Revere Academy of Receptionists. Rosie speaking.
Yes, the Revere Academy of Receptionists.
There, you and a lot of other girls you'll probably hate, especially if Angela Gagliardi is still there, will train to be a very high-class executive administrative assistant. Oh, like a gal Friday, right?
At the Revere Academy of Receptionists, you'll learn the most important receptionist techniques on the North Shore.
Like how to get great nails, how to get big hair, right? And how to get all the best gossip on Boston's most eligible bachelors and what companies they work for, because, I mean, we all want to work, but not forever, right?
You'll learn proper phone etiquette.
I mean, he says I don't have a vein, but, well, I got a vein, okay? Good afternoon, overhead door.
You'll even learn how to answer multiple phone lines in one office location.
Hello, Mr. Blasio's private line. Can I... Oh, shit. I mean, Revere Concrete. Rosie speaking.
And how to become an important cog in the wheels of a modern office environment.
Hello, Mr. Breisacker is still on a conference call. He's still in a meeting. When will he be through? Well, how many quarters do you got left anyway?
All this could be yours with just one phone call to 1-800-REVERE.
Right. If you want to sit around all day, talk on the phone and get paid for it, well, what are you waiting for, right? Enroll today at the Revere Academy of Receptionists.
Here's that number again.
What number? Oh, I mean, I didn't know. I mean, my pen doesn't work, right? So, like, could you call me back in 5 minutes? Thanks a lot. Bye.
Here's that number again. 1-800-REVERE. The Revere Academy of Receptionists.
Right.
Never knew how to up Klondike. Never. Klondike Cat always gets his mouse.
Beatles, 8 days a week off the Beatles 6 Capitol album. Oops. I keep hitting the wrong buttons. Hey, we started out with some Cowsills with Hair from their self-titled Hair album, 1969 MGM Records. And the musical bit I played earlier was from Paul Revere and the Raiders, called Like Long Hair from 1961. It did chart. I forget what chart position it did, but... I forget who it was. Somebody had to go in the army. He got drafted. So after the Cowsills, I played some Paul Revere and the Raiders with Steppin' Out. Tom Sandman. Do you remember him? I remember him. If you grew up around here, and you went to the Rat, Spit, maybe even Narcissus, you listened to BCN. So I had some Revere Academy of Receptionists commercial there. Raspberries Going All the Way, 1972. As I said, we finished up with some Beatles. We got just about 44 minutes to go here, so if you want to hear something, the Facebook page kind of got a little quiet there, so is anybody out there? I see there's some listeners out there. Let me know you're out there. Give me a jingle or a jangle. Thank you.
there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Wow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
I've fallen, and I can't get up!
Many miles What a happy sound. Snap is the happiest sound I've found. You may clap, rap, clap, slap, but snap makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Montreal. At least that's what I read. I'm not 100% sure, but it's Bloodshot Bill with Know Yourself. No, Know Myself. Not Know Yourself, Know Myself. Do you know yourself? Do you know? Who do you know? What do you know? Where do you know? Is it safe? 2019 Goner record label. That comes off the Come Get Your Love Right Now LP. We started things off with the Asteroids Galaxy Tour with the Golden Age off of Fruit 2009 Small Giants label. Kim Fowley and the Rogues, Wanted Dead or Alive. That's off a compilation called King of the Creeps, Lost Treasures from the Vaults, 59 to 69, Volume 3. That song released in 1966. I put it away, but I tell you the label. The actual compilation CD is off of Norton Records. So go to Norton and you can find that. Police with Synchronicity 2 off of the Synchronicity LP, 1983 A&M Records. The Dictators. I Live for Cars and Girls from Go Girl Crazy, 1975 Epic. You can say it, it's the name of the band, Dictators. And as I said, we finished up with some Bloodshot Bill. Got less than a half an hour to go here, so let's keep playing the music. Here on Strike the Box, WMFO in Medford on World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Join us here live, 9 to 5, on Saturday, May 4th, for our first ever WMFO Live Music Day. Yes, tune in to 91.5 FM starting at 9 a.m. to hear the Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsec, Danielle Moralia, Lisa Bastoni, 61 Ghosts, Lily Black, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, and Celebutante. They'll all be performing live on the air from Studio A and Studio D. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, live, local, freeform, community radio.
See, Edward can do it. I just tend to butcher the names. Sorry about that.
They're making fun of movies of a different kind. They're making fun of movies.
I just can't help myself.
I was a child and wanted all of so wild, though died in slow motion, but played with devotion, baby, and sang with devotion, just a whole other notion. I was 14 and a half, and it wasn't no lamb.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh, no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh, no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
It always hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh, no. I just gave you wives to those tragic blue lies, though I now know the fact. They don't cut like an ass. Baby, love comes in spurts.
The joint was rocking, going round and round, yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Well, it sounds so sweet, I had to take me a chance. Rose out of my seat, I just had to dance. Started moving my feet, my hands. I said the joint was rocking, going round and round, yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And the never stop rocking, down the moon went down. Packed. Front doors was locked. Yeah, the place was packed. And when the police knocked, those doors flew back. But they kept on rocking.
Dakota.
Hey, buddy, are you having fun there?
Has anybody seen Kosher Pickle Harry?
No!
If you see him, tell him that Herbert is looking for him. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The premiere!
Farmer John.
That means I gotta collect my stuff and get on out of here because my time is up, sadly. Very sad, very sad, very sad. Hey, you know what I forgot to tell you guys? May 2nd and May 3rd, night one, night two. WMFO celebrates 30 years of On the Town with Mickey D at Sally O'Brien's 335 Somerville Ave. That's in Somerville, if you didn't know. On night one, which is May 2nd, music starts at 7 p.m. with acoustic performances by... Oh, special guest. We can't tell you, but it's special. John Pohida and Aaron Perino from the Sheila Divine. Then full band performances by Eyewitness, Lily Black, the Wastronauts, and a midnight special reunion by Permafrost. $15 at the door. Night two is May 3rd. Music starts at 9:30 p.m. with a special reunion set from the Barneys. See, we don't say Barneys, we say Barneys. No hugs, the lights out, $10 at the door, and there will be cake. Because as Mickey D used to say, go out and see a local band at least once a week. It could change your life. That's On the Town with Mickey D, WMFO celebration of 30 years. Sadly, we lost Mickey back in, before I started here, I think the late 90s, maybe the early 2000s. But we keep his show going every Wednesday night On the Town with Mickey D. We just finished up with the premieres with Farmer John from 1964 off the Faroe label. We started things out okay, yeah, way back there with the Saints with Porno Movies from 2005 off of Nothing Is Straight in My House. I couldn't resist. Love Comes in Spurts. Richard Hell and the Voidoids from 1977 off of Blank Generation. Rolling Stones with Around and Around off the 12x5 LP, I believe, released around here in 64, 65, don't know, maybe not. Devo, depending on how you want to pronounce it, but I say Devo. Uncontrollable Urge from Are We Not Men? We Are Devo, 1978, Warner Brothers, and as I said, we finished with the premieres from John. So I gotta get my stuff up. I gotta get out of here. Anyways, alright everybody, have a good week. A couple weeks, I will hopefully be back here in a couple weeks with Strike the Box. on WMFO in Medford, 91.5. How about that? I just sort of segued into another closing song of mine. And don't forget, Saturday, May 4th, Music Day on WMFO Live. So you've got your whole weekend taken up. May 2nd, May 3rd, and May 4th. Because we always call Thursday First Friday. All right, enough talking about me. I got one more song to go here. Hey, it's sunny outside. We love the sun. So that's coming up next. Goodbye, everybody.
Something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Work the goal, let's get it on. Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford.